Here's a thought I'll title, The Element of Fun. Those of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I can tend to be pretty serious about my photography and my creative life. I think it's not just a hobby. For me, it really is a way of life and often involves me in some pretty heavy-duty stuff like, why am I a photographer and why do I think it's important to share my artwork? But sometimes, I'll have to admit, that kind of seriousness can become an impediment to something that's incredibly important, and that's the element of fun. In particular, when we lose the element of fun, we tend to lose one of the best reasons to be involved with photography. I relearned this lesson, about a year ago, when I purchased, just as a lark, a rangefinder version of my big camera, my number one camera, which is a Panasonic G9. Heavy camera, big camera, serious camera. And I thought, I need something that's a little less cumbersome, that I can put on auto and just have it make good pictures. Sometimes artistically interesting and important pictures, but more just an element of fun. I looked at several different cameras, and I ended up buying one that had interchangeable lenses and used all the same lenses I have for my serious cameras. But this rangefinder-style camera was intended to be a bit more of a lark, a bit more just for fun. And I took it with me on the trip last fall and used it pretty extensively and discovered a couple of things. Obviously, fine art photography can be a serious pursuit, but it becomes much more enjoyable when there's an element of fun involved with our creative decisions. Sort of like having sprinkles on the top of your ice cream. They don't really add a lot to the ice cream cone experience, but they're fun. And that's what I found with this camera. I specifically and purposely did not take control of f-stop and shutter speed and ISO and burden my experience with all of the technicalities of photography, which may have improved some of the pictures, there's no doubt. But instead, I decided to rely on, I can fix it in Photoshop, which is a bad excuse for being sloppy in the field, but it's sort of true. You can fix an awful lot in Photoshop. So I set up this little rangefinder camera to have autofocus, auto-exposure, auto-ISO, everything. Just essentially turned it into a point-and-shoot camera. Guess what? It made a lot of really terrific images. Ones that I'm not absolutely certain I could tell the difference between that camera and my more serious camera. Maybe, if I put it to the test, and particularly if I compared the kind of scenes that don't lend themselves to auto-exposure and autofocus, tricky scenes that needed manual control, I might be able to see a difference. But it was amazing how many great pictures this little point-and-shoot type camera gave me. And of course, the obvious question is, then should I use it more? Should I let go of my more serious cameras? Well, no, because there are some challenging situations where I need a more serious camera. But the little rangefinder point-and-shoot type camera opens up a lot of interesting possibilities, particularly places that I could take it that I would be hesitant or burdensome to carry my big camera and all of its lenses and etc. Sometimes the camera you have with you is way better than the more capable camera that's at home on the shelf or back in the car. So it's got me thinking, and in particular, two thoughts come to mind. What does this train of thought imply relative to smartphone photography? Maybe I need to look a little more carefully at that. What are the capabilities of particularly my new phone, the latest generation Samsung? What are its capabilities when it comes to photography, even with its teeny tiny sensor and etc.? So that's one train of thought I want to explore. The second train of thought emerged when a bit of terminology stepped into my thinking process, and that is working hard for a picture. Instead of working hard for a picture, is it possible we can instead develop an aesthetic of playing hard for a picture. What's the difference between play and work when we're out in the field doing our photography? If we take an attitude of play with us, does that become more experimental, more willing to take a chance? And why not with digital photography? If it doesn't work out, you can always delete the file. And besides, giant gigabyte memory cards are just not that expensive anymore. So why not have fun? Why not play? Why not experiment? I don't think it'd be unreasonable at all to think that I might be able to get better pictures with a playful camera that I use experimentally than I will with a serious camera that I use within the constraints of quote-unquote serious photography. The element of fun. Worth spending some time thinking about how we can introduce or perhaps reintroduce the element of fun to our creative life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.